Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing. Today's daf is daf Yud, daf 10. We left off at the bottom of daf Tet, Amud Bet, 9b. Today's class will be for the Refu'ah, Shalemah, Wa'alachanim, Rechlaram. Amda, Barachah, Mechad, Rishan, Adam, Mechad, Mechad, Rifkah, Sarah, Amiyah, Shalom, Sarah, David, Merachah, Yifah, Badabah, Rifkah, Badachah, Rifkah, Badaster, Shalom, Sarah, Fahim, Adam, Shalom, Mechad, Afah, Badim, Yam, Yavid, Amin, Fah, Yisrael, Rechad, Mechad, Yisrael, Mechad, 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 Yudit. Okay, we are on the bottom of Tet, Amud Bet 9b, about 6-7 lines on the bottom. Matkif la Rabbi Mani. He has a contradiction. Rabbi Mani says, remember yesterday we said the story about Shimon HaTzadik, that Shimon HaTzadik only ate from this one person's Asham Nazir who became Tameh. Why? So we're going to see right now. Maishna Asham Nazir Tameh lo lechul. Why did Shimon HaTzadik generally not eat from other people's ashamot if they were, let's say, brought because they became tameh? Why did he only eat from this one person and not anybody else? So the Gemara says, "De'ate al chet." He says, because they come because of a sin. They come as a result of a sin in order to atone for a sin, so therefore he wouldn't eat it. So the Gemara says, "Kol ashamot nami lo lechul." So then he shouldn't eat any asham offering. Because all ashamot come for sins. So don't eat anything. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Yona, Hainu ta'ama. This is the reason. Keshehen tohin. Whenever they are, they kind of feel bad, they feel remorse about what they did. Nozerin. They become nazir. Ukshehen metam'in, and then let's say they become tameh after they become nazir, v'rabin alehen yamei nazirut, and after they become tameh, they have to restart their nazirut again. So they become more days of nazir. They regret it. Mitcharetin bahen. They regret becoming a nazir to begin with. V'nimtza'u mevi'in chulin lazara, and you find that they bring chulin to the courtyard. The Ran explains, not actually bringing chulin to the courtyard, rather because their intention is not so l'shem shamayim, because they regret it, so it's as if they're bringing chulin to the azara. So that's why he wouldn't eat there from any of their ashamot. So the Gemara says, Iyachi, if that's the case, afilu nazir tahor nami. Even a nazir who is tahor, you shouldn't eat from his sacrifice for the same reason. Maybe he's going to regret it. Maybe he's going to regret becoming a nazir. So the Gemara says, Nazir tahor lo. We're not worried about a nazir who is pure, who didn't become tameh. De amude amid nafshe de achol lindor. Because he already evaluated himself, and he knows what he can take upon himself. He knows how much he can do, how much he can't. So therefore, he's not going to regret this neder, this becoming a nazir. That's answer number one. Answer number two. Ve'i ba'itema, if you want to say, flipping the amud. Afilu tema Rabbi Yehuda. We said that this our Mishnah, we had a machloket if our Mishnah was like Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Yehuda. We said it's like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara is trying to say, maybe our Mishnah is even following like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's better to make a neder and pay than to not make a neder at all, or make a neder and not pay. So how do we explain that in our Mishnah? Ki amar afilu tema Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you want to say our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, ki amar Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda was talking about, that you should make a neder, he was talking about benedava. He was talking about a nedava. That's what you should do and pay it off. But beneder lo amar, but he was not talking about a case of a neder. So that's how we can explain our Mishnah. That he wasn't talking about a case. So how do we explain that differentiation in our Mishnah between neder and nedava? Rabbi Yehuda was only talking about a nedava. But a neder, he wasn't saying you should do. So therefore, that's how you explain differentiation in our Mishnah. But the Gemara then asked a question on him. V'haketane, it said in the Baraita, Tov mizeh umizeh noder mikayem. The best thing of all is for him to make a neder and fulfill it. It says neder. So how can you say it's talking about a nedava if he said neder? So the Gemara says, instead of that, teach Tanei Nodevu Mikayim. It meant to say, you make a Nedava and you fulfill it. That's what it meant to say. Not Neder. So the Gemara says, Maishna Noder Delo. Why shouldn't you make a Neder? So Dilma Ate Bali De Tekala. Because maybe you're going to come to mess up. Maybe you're going to come to delay it and violate the delaying mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Nedava Nami Dilma Ate Bali De Tekala. Also by Nedava. Maybe a person will come to make a mistake. And like we explained in the previous daf, like the Ran said, that he's going to delay his nedava, three holidays, and violate the Isur of Baal Te'acher by that. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda le'ta'ameh, Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his own reasoning, the Amar, that he says, Adam mevi kivasto le'azara. Person brings his keves to the courtyard. We said yesterday, he's talking about the entrance of the courtyard. He consecrates it, v'somech aleha, he leans on it, v'shochata, and then he slaughters it. So we're not worried that he's going to mess up by a case of a nedava. So the Gemara says, tinach nedava de korbanot. That makes sense if it's a nedava of a korban, of a sacrifice, that he won't mess up. But a nedava de nezirut ma'ikal ha'memar, by nedava of nazir, what can you say about that, right? What we said yesterday, the Ran said, how can we say that kosher people, kesherin, are mitnadvin nezirut? They are mitnadev, they give their nezirut korban. Why don't we worry that they will also make a mistake? That they will also delay? Why aren't we worried about that? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda le'ta'ame. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to what his reasoning is. The Tanya, as the Braita says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chasidim Arishonim, the earlier pious people, Hayu mit'avin lahavi korban chatat, they would desire to bring a sin offering. Lefi she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala yedehem. Because Hashem does not let them mess up. He wouldn't let them mess up. So ma hayu asin, what would they do? Omdin u'mitnadvin nezirut. They would get up and be mitnadev nezirut, meaning sacrifice themselves to become nazir. Lemakom kedei sheyitchayev korban, so a person would become liable to a sacrifice, korban chatat. Lemakom, he would do that in order, he would donate himself to becoming nazir, in order so that he has to bring a korban chatat, just one of the offerings that's brought. So he's saying he goes according to his reasoning that they would, Hashem would not let them mess up. So that's why we're not worried that you would mess up. Rabbi Shimon says, lo nadiru bin nazir. The kesherim, the people who are more virtuous, they wouldn't make a neder taking upon themselves nazir. Ela harotzi lehavi ola mitnadev u'mevi. Somebody who wanted to bring an ola offering, he would donate it and bring it. Shlamim, mishlamim offering, mitnadev u'mevi, he would bring it. Toda offering, v'arba'a minei lachma, the toda offering, and the four breads that would come with it. Right, the Ran explains what he's talking about, the four breads. The Ran says, Chametz v'gimel minim shel matzah chalot rekikin revukin. It's talking about the chametz and the three crackers of matzah that they would bring with the Todah offering. You would bring that as well. Min nadev u'mevi, the Gemara says. But, aval benezirut, by nazir, lo hitnadvu. The virtuous people would not donate a sacrifice. Kedesh shelo yikara'u chot'in. So they would not call them sinners. Because somebody who becomes a nazir is a sinner. Shneimar v'chiper alav ma'asher chata l'nefesh. He atones for what he sinned, what he did that was wrong, which is sinning, which presumably we're going to see what that means. But what exactly is the sin? We don't know yet. So Amar Abaye, Shimon HaTzadik, Abaye says, Shimon HaTzadik v'Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi Elazar HaKafar, them three, kulan shita achat, they all hold in one opinion, achat. Hen v'shita achat hen, they're all holding in one opinion. The Nazir Chotehave, and Nazir is a sinner. How do we know that? Shimon HaTzadik, that's what we said already. Shimon HaTzadik, we saw this story. But Rabbi Shimon is also the opinion that we just brought, right? The previous opinion that he said that the Kesherim would not make a neder by Nazir. So Ha'adamaran, them two, we already stated their opinions. But Rabbi Elazar Kafar Berebi. Berebi is like a term they would use when he was a very, very big Tamin Chacham, and he had a very special, he was very special in his chokhmah, so they would call him Berebi. He says, where do we know that he holds that a nazir is a sinner? The Tanya Zavarita says, Rabbi Elazar Kafar Berebi Omer. He says, V'chiper alav ma'asher chata l'nefesh, he atones for what he sinned for. So what does that mean? V'chiper ezo nefesh chata. What's nefesh, what soul did this person sin? Ela shetzier atzmo minayayin. Rather, his sin was that he held himself back from drinking wine. That's a sin, the Gemara says. Right? All of those people who enjoy alcohol, you can go and tell them this. V'halo dvarim kal v'chomer. And this is a kal v'chomer. U'mazeh shelo tzir atzmo elamina yayin. If a nazir only holds himself back from wine, nikra chote, he is considered a sinner. Hametzaer atzmo mikol davar. If a person holds himself back from all of olam hazeh and doesn't benefit from anything, al achat kama v'kama, how much more so that he is a sinner? Meaning, a person is meant, of course, to be mistapek ba-mu'at. You're meant to not necessarily be so involving in all of olam hazeh. But at the same time, a person, based on their status and how they were brought up, you have to take care of yourself properly. You shouldn't just walk around with ripped clothing, walk around like a garbage and fast all day. That's not how a person should accustom themselves. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Mikan kol ha-yoshev ta'anid nikra chote. Anybody who sits in fasting, just fasting, I'm assuming it means without any reason. That's what it means. Obviously, if you have a reason, intermittent fasting, or a person fasting for somebody, they're doing nishma, things along those lines, that's a reason. Right? Yeah, of course. But if you're fasting for no reason, it's a sinner. A person's a sinner. So, v'hadin kra, the Gemara says, bin nazir tamektiv. This pasuk that you're reading, that we're saying, let's read the pasuk inside. Ve'chiper alav me'asher chata la'nefesh. That pasuk is talking about a nazir who becomes tameh. That's the sinner. How can you use that pasuk to reference that a nazir who becomes a nazir himself is the sinner?
It doesn't.
So the Gemara says, mishum deshina bechetu. Because this person, what did he do? He did two sins. He did tzi'er atzmo min hayayin. He held himself back from wine, becoming a nazir. And when he became a nazir, you have to be stay tahor. He became tameh. So he did two things. So if you look at the Ran actually explains, it could have just said in the pasuk, v'chiper alav me'asher chata. And he atoned for what he sinned. Why does it say al hanefesh? So the Ran says, because of those two words, al hanefesh is coming to these two things. Chata and al hanefesh. One is becoming a nazir is a sin. Number two is becoming tameh while a nazir is another sin. That's how the Ran explains. Okay, new Mishnah.
How do you mean it's not the other way around?
It could be the other way around. I'm just explaining that two things. That's yes. What it's teaching. Ha'omer, someone. Now we're going to get into all the kinuyim, all of the synonyms for neder, shevua, cherem, so on and so forth. Ha'omer, konam, konach, konas. If anyone says any of these phrases, hare elu kinuyim the korban. These are all synonyms for sacrifice. Charak, charach, charaf, hare elu kinuyim the cherem. Those three are all synonyms for cherem, for excommunication. Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, Hare Elo Kinuyin, and Nazirut. Those are all synonyms for becoming a Nazir. Shavuta, Shekuka, Noder Bemohi, a Neder by Mohi. Who is Mohi? Who's Bemohi? So the Ran says, talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Bemohi was a nickname for Moshe. Bemohi, Kinuy le Moshe, Mohi. They called him Mohi. I guess maybe the babies who couldn't pronounce Moishi, they would say, Mohi, Mohi. Okay, so somebody who says a neder with Moshe's words, right, with what Moshe had done, hare elu kinuyin l'shvua. Those are all synonyms for a swear. We're going to see in the Gemara more clarity. Itmar, we learned kinuyin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says lashon umoten. They are a lashon umot. What's lashon umot? It's a foreign language. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Lashon Shebadu Lahem Chachamim Liot Noderbo. The Chachamim say, no, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, it's a Lashon that the Chachamim, synonyms are a Lashon that Chachamim instituted for a person to be Noderbo, for a person to make a Neder with.
Why give choices? Make it one, no confusion.
Oh, okay, very good. Mechen Hu Omer, some actually don't read this line. I think the Shita Mekubetza takes out this next line, so we're going to skip this line. Okay. V'ta'ama ma'itakinu Rabbanan kinuyin. Why did the Rabbanan institute kinuyin, synonyms? This is your question, doctor. Delo lema korban. So that you shouldn't say the word korban. You shouldn't say sacrifice. So the Gemara says, why not? Velema korban. Why can't I say sacrifice? So the Gemara says, dilma amar korban Hashem. Because maybe you're going to come and say a sacrifice to Hashem. And you're going to say Hashem's name. But what's the problem of saying Hashem's name if you're saying it in that sense? Velema korban Hashem. It's a pasuk. It's part of a pasuk also. Korban Hashem. You're allowed to say korban Hashem. So the Gemara says, dilma amar la Hashem velo amar korban. Become a pikshem shamayim levatala. Maybe a person might say Hashem's name first, and he was about to say korban, but he doesn't end up saying it. And then he said bracha. He said Hashem's name levatala. He said Hashem's name in vain. So that's why they said let's make synonyms for all of these korban, neder, all so on and so forth, so that a person does not say Hashem's name in vain. You see how far they went to make sure a person doesn't say Hashem's name in vain. Vetanya, the Braita says Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, flipping the amud. Minayin shelo yomar adam l'Hashem ola. How do we know a person should not say Hashem's name first? For Hashem, this ola offering, l'Hashem mincha, this mincha offering, l'Hashem toda offering, l'Hashem shlamim offering. How do we know you shouldn't say Hashem's name first? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, korban l'Adonai. It says a korban for God. Ve'kal v'chomer. And it's a kal v'chomer. Uma ze shelo nitkaven ele l'haskir shem shamayim shel ha'korban. Somebody who had intention to mention Hashem's name for a sacrifice, still the Torah says, Amra Torah, korban l'Adonai. It says you should say korban for Hashem, not Hashem for to Hashem a korban. So, levatala, alachat kama vakama, how much more so? A person saying it in vain, you should be much more careful. Meaning, if a person's intention is for Hashem, still he has to say Hashem's name after. How much more so? Somebody whose not intention is for that, he has to be very, very careful, making sure not to say Hashem's name in vain.
Is it an opinion, is it a commandment? Don't say Hashem, no?
Nachon, he's just giving Musar. So the Gemara says, let's say this machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is the same as a machloket Tanaim that we have. Let's say this is a machloket Tanaim. Beit Shammai omrim, Beit Shammai say, kinuye kinuyin asurin. A synonym for a synonym, meaning if you take the synonyms that we just brought in the Mishnah, and you make a synonym for those synonyms, you change it up a little bit. Similar to those words, he says, you're not allowed to say that. He says, if you do that, you become asur to benefit from the object. Ubeit Hillel omrim, Beit Hillel say, kinuye kinuyin mutarin. That the synonyms of synonyms are permitted. We're going to see examples soon. So the Gemara says, my love, this is not saying, Manda amar kinuye kinuin asurin. Beit Shammai, who says that the synonyms of synonyms, you become asur. Kasavar, he holds kinuyin lashon umoten. He holds that synonyms are lashon umoten. They're a lashon of a foreign language. And what does that have to do with anything? So the Mefaresh over here explains, umishum hachi im kina belashon acher mehane lashon umot. Chashiv, nami, neder, ve'asur. He says if a person makes a kinuye kinuyin, it's also considered like a neder. Why? Because it's lashon umot. It's a foreign language. So too, the synonym of a synonym is also a foreign language. If a synonym is foreign language, the synonym of a synonym is also a foreign language. And both of them should be asur. It should be asur. Meaning, it's not something that people are common to be using. It's something that it's not so commonly used. So therefore, since it's not versus something that the Chachamim instituted to be used in that Lashon to make a neder for. And the difference would be that this exact example is a synonym of a synonym. If you take a synonym and you change it up a little bit, is that also make you asur? Or that's, we don't even worry for such a word. So if you say it's Lashon Umot, it's a foreign language. So too is a synonym of a synonym and therefore has significance. Whereas if you say it's Lashon Shebadu Chachamim, which the Beit Hillel says, Uleman Da'amar Mutarim, the one who says, Beit Hillel, who says that you're Mutar, that synonyms of synonyms don't have significance, Kasavar, he holds, Lashon Shebadu Lahen Chachamim. It's a Lashon that Chachamim instituted for you to make a neder with. So therefore, it doesn't have significance when you change the word. Maybe that's the machloket. The Gemara says, no, that's not the machloket. Lo. The kulei alma kinuyin lashon umoten. Everybody agrees synonyms are a foreign language. Beit Shammai savri. Beit Shammai holds behane nami mishtei umot. Beit Shammai holds that foreigners or other nations, foreigners, they would use these synonyms of synonyms. This is their way of speaking also. Whereas Beit Hillel savri. Beit Hillel holds behane lo mishtei umot, that other people don't generally use these type of other nations don't generally use these type of synonyms of synonyms, so therefore they don't have significance. But both hold, both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel hold that it is a foreign lashon. It's just a matter of do foreigners use a synonym of a synonym or not.
So if we translate it to a different language and the Chachamim.
Let's see what synonyms of synonyms are. We're going to see very soon. Ve'ibayt ema, another answer. Beit Shammai savri. Beit Shammai holds gazrinan kinuye kinuyin mishum kinuyin. Beit Shammai says we make a gezerah. We're making a decree on a case of synonyms because of the case of synonyms. We're worried about the case of synonyms that you make a neder for, so we make a gezerah on synonyms of synonyms. That's Beit Shammai. Whereas Beit Hillel savri, Beit Hillel savri lo gazrinan kinuye kinuyin mishum kinuyin. Beit Hillel says we don't make such a decree. We don't have to worry. So these are two answers. The Gemara says now, what are kinuye kinuyin? Echidame kinuye kinuyin. What are synonyms of synonyms? The nedarim of a neder. Taner Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, mekanamna, mekanachna, mekanasna. You see, the original way we said it was what? Konam, konach, konas. He added mekanamna, mekanachna, mekanasna. So the Gemara says, okay, what about excommunication? How do you say a synonym of a synonym? So Tane Mafshah, Mafshah is the name of a big Chacham, Rashi says, Shem Chacham. It's a very interesting name, it's very, very big Chacham. Charakim, Charachim, Charafim. These are synonyms of synonyms. Kinuye Kinuyin de Nezirut. And what about synonyms of synonyms by Nazir? Tane Rav Yosef, Machzakanna, Mannazachna, Mafichanna. Very interesting words. So the Gemara now asks a few questions. Ibailahu, Mifchazanna mai. What about Mifchazanna? Right, it's going to ask on a bunch of different words. And what about Mitchazanna mai? What about Mitchazanna? Right, what is this similar to? If you go back to the, it switches its words with Minazachna. Right? So you take it out and you make it mitchazanna. You make it a very similar, similar to the synonym of a synonym. Is that significant? Mitazanna mai. What about mitazanna? So Amar le Ravina le Ravashi. The Gemara doesn't answer that question, by the way. And you go on to the next question. Kinama mai. What about kinama? Is kinama a sounding of a lashon of a synonym of a synonym? Konam kamar. Is a person saying konam? Odilma kinemon besem kamar. Maybe he's talking about cinnamon. He's talking about the cinnamon in the Torah that it's referenced to. Which one is talking about? So Amar le Ravacha bere de Ravchia le Ravashi. We don't answer that question either. Next question. Kinamai. What about kina? If he says kina, is that similar to konam? So the Gemara says kina shel tarnagolin kamar. He's talking about the coop of the chickens, of the chicks. O dilma, or perhaps lashon de konam, or maybe it's talking about actual vow. So the Gemara says tibai. Good question. We don't have the answer. It's like teku. Tibai is like teku. So we don't have the answer. Okay, it's a good question. I'm not sure. I have to look at that. Lecha. Kinuye kinuin deshuah hechidame. What about a synonym of a synonym of a swear? So Shevuel, Shevuta, Shevutiel, Shekukael. These are the three terms. So the Gemara says Shevuel. You're saying Shevuel is a synonym of a synonym of a swear? Do you guys know who Shevuel was? Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson. Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson, right? Shevuel ben Gerashom Mashma. Shevuel was the son of Gerashom, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we know that? Where do we see that in all of Tanakh? Where is the reference? So in Divrei Yamim. Over there brings a pasuk that talks about Shevuel, the son of Gerashom, who was the son of Moshe. So Ella, how can that be a swear? Ella, Shevuvael. It meant to say Shevuvael. Shevutiel. Shekukael. Mahu. Are these synonyms for swears or not? Amar Shmuel, Amar. Ashivta. If somebody said Ashivta, lo amar klum. It's as if you said nothing. Ashkika. If you said Ashkika, lo amar klum. It's as if you said nothing. Karnisha, if you said Karinsha, sorry, lo amar klum, it's as if you said Karinsa. Okay, Karinsa, lo amar klum, it's as if you said nothing. So he doesn't answer the question either. Those three cases, he didn't answer. He said, but these three cases, it's not a swear. Okay, then we said in our Mishnah, neder b'mohi. If somebody says a neder with mohi, we said it was mohi Moshe. Hare elu kinuin, we said those are synonyms. So the Gemara is what is it talking about? Tanya, Rashbag Omer, Rashbag says, Omer. Ha'omer b'mohi. If somebody says with Moshe, lo amar klum. That's as if you said nothing. That's not a swear. What do you have to say? B'mumata de amar mohi. If he said with the sacred pledge that Moshe said, that he worded, then hare elu kinuin l'shuwa. That is considered a synonym for a swear. Meaning if you're going with the sacred pledge that he had said, so that would work. What is this referring to? Do you remember in the Torah what it's referring to? Here, let's see the run, if the run says anything. Yeah, right, what is it?
Vayuel Moshe Mat.
What does that have to do with this? Vayuel Moshe? No, that's the previous one.
Vayuel is the Lashon of Shavuah.
Ah, okay, fine. So it's saying the way Moshe Rabbeinu made an utterance for it to be like with sacred pledge, he made an oath, if you look in the Torah, in Shemot Bet Kaf Aleph. So over there it says that he made an oath. So, if you say that with the sacred pledge that Moshe made, that would count as an oath. But if you don't say those words, if you just say with Moshe, that's not counted as an oath, and that would not be a Shavua meaning. Okay, let's do a 1 minute recap on the daf. Okay, we started on Ted Amud Bet, and we initially were talking about, the first part of the daf was talking about why Shimon HaTzadik would only eat from certain things, but really the first part of the daf was Neder versus Nedava again. We went into Neda versus Nedava, and we explained that maybe our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yehuda, and he's talking about Nedava, but really by Neder, he says you shouldn't make a Neder, and we went over again why. Then the second part of the Daf was a Nazir, and a Nazir who becomes Tameh, both of them are considered sinners. And we brought the Pasuk, the Ran explained how the Pasuk makes sense for that to work. Then the third part of the Daf was the Mishnah, we went over, started talking. No, that was how the Maskana was. The conclusion was that both of them are considered sinners. Okay, the Mishnah, then we went in, the third part of the Daf was talking about all different types of synonyms for becoming a Nazir, making a Neder, making a swear, Cherem, all of those things, all different types of synonyms. And then the final part of the Daf was really the Amud Bet, which was all of the Kinuyei Kinuyin, the synonyms of synonyms for all of those things, and if they have significance. But the Gemara left us in a Teku, which was without any answer. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.